Good evening, all of you colorful listeners out there. This is The Sunny Side. You're listening to Outbeat Music. And I got a wonderful surprise for you tonight. We have some live entertainment right here in the studio with Mr. Jeff Nation and The Core. So I hope you will stay tuned. I'm going to play a little bit of their music to give you a little clue about what they are doing. And then we'll take it live. But do remember that you are listening to KRCB-FM Santa Rosa.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. Told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bed. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So
isn't that beautiful? Well, guess what? We got them live right here in the studio. What I'd like you to remember, support for Outbeat Radio on KRCB-FM comes from members and from Advanced Fertility Associates Medical Group, providing comprehensive fertility care to men, women, and couples wishing to expand their families. Advanced technology, old-fashioned care, serving Santa Rosa and the North Bay for 25 years on the web at afamd.com. All right, everybody. I would like to introduce you to The Core. I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves. Go ahead, Jeff, start off.
Oh, good evening. My name is Jeffrey Nation, and I am the vocalist for The Core.
I'm Anthony Martinez. I do vocals, guitar, and bass.
My name is Ed Reed, and I am guitar.
Do that again, Ed. I think we got you lost.
My name is Ed Reed, and I play guitar.
There you are.
All right. So you guys, I know you play a lot around town. So why don't you let everybody know where you're going to be at?
I think our next performance is going to be on the 24th of November at the Big Three. The restaurant, it's located in Sonoma, the Sonoma Mission Inn.
Right.
And we will be there.
7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
And then after that, I'm not too sure, really. I think we're going to take the month of December off. We've been playing the last couple months around the Bay Area. And so I think that's it for now.
Yeah. Maybe do a little more recording.
And, yeah. Actually, I will be taking Allied Nation, which is a rock and roll band, into the studio after the first of the year. And I think we might even play one of those songs for you tonight.
Sweet. That sounds wonderful. So I see that you have all been, I looked at your website a little bit, and it looks like you've all been playing music for quite a while. Why don't you give me a little bit of history on who you are and what you've been doing, where you came up from?
Well, Jeff and I met, this is Anthony, Jeff and I met many, many years ago as younger
many
men. We've been singing together for a good part of our lives, actually. And we started Allied Nation way back in the day. and
right here in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our adventures with Allied Nation took our music to Europe, to Spain, to Belgium, and we did really well overseas. Unfortunately, that didn't really translate into American mainstream success. So the band took a hiatus probably, 15 years ago?
15 years, yeah.
And then in the last couple of years, we recently came back together because a European label wanted to release Allied Nation's music to the European market where we, unbeknownst to us, we had a following.
All right.
So, yeah, and so that's how Jeff and I came together, and we got connected with Ed over here through through Ed's wife, who I knew. I know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's always good news when you hear, all right, it's a hit over in Europe.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
You always hear we're huge in Europe, yeah, and you think it's a joke, but.
Yeah. I can relate to that, that's for sure. So do you manage yourselves? Is somebody else doing that? How do you get out there?
Right now, we're taking care of those duties. It's a lot to do.
Yes.
So I think we want to definitely pass those reins to somebody else.
Yeah.
The more involved it gets, the less time you have to devote to the music.
Absolutely. So. I know how that feels. So if anybody out there is listening that would like to get into the managing mode with these guys,
hey,
how do people get in touch with you? Tell them about your website.
Well, my personal website is jffryntn@aol.com. We also have www.thecore-band.com. And then we have Allied Nation, which is at www.AlliedNationBand.com.
Well, I would like you just to take us right into some music. So why don't you tell the folks about what you're going to play and just go right into it.
Okay, well, this first song we're going to play for you is Here We Are as the Core. And we are an acoustic pop cover band. Basically, we break things down to the bare minimum. And we're going to do an old Eddie Money song for you. This is called Two Tickets to Paradise.
Got a surprise especially for you, something that both of us have always wanted to do. Waited so long, waited so long, waited so long, waited so long. I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here. I've got two tickets in my pocket, baby. We're gonna disappear. Waited so long, waited so long, waited so long, waited so long. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. Waited so long,
waited so long. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags, we'll leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags, we'll leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise.
All right. Very nice, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, one of the wonderful things I think about singing and groups is vocal blending. And you guys do a really beautiful job of that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Really, really nice. And, you know, in the day of where there seem to be a lot of people screaming, it's nice to have that relaxing ear sound, even though it's wonderful rock and roll and right. you can relate to it, you know.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That's why we started the Corps.
That's why we did.
Cool. Very good. So, Jeff, how has it been for you as an out man?
I have not had any problems, actually. It's been, I should say, things have been pretty easy for me, and I give that over to the fact that there were a lot of people who came before me, mm-hmm. And it just never really seemed to be an issue for me, and it's landed me here tonight, which is fabulous. You know, it's a great thing, but it really hasn't been an issue. I was really inspired, though, by the fact that finally, when it was, I guess, after Freddie Mercury, of course, you know, came out and dealing with his illness and everything, that there were a lot of the mainstream rock and roll singers, heavy metal singers, which is what I was doing with Allied Nation at the time. And people were just blown away that they couldn't believe that their favorite heavy metal singer was a gay man. And it's just like, well, you know, I could see that. But it just really hasn't affected me that much, you know? And
sometimes people will say things like, well, doesn't that kind of limit your audience or whatever? But it's like, you know, nowadays, I mean, I just heard Lady Gaga on a documentary talking about, like, those are her people, you
All
know?
Right.
And she's selling billions of downloads,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, yeah. Early on, I think in my music career, I thought that it would hurt me. But mm-hmm. of course, you know, now I don't think that at all. And kids today and people today are so much more educated than they were like 20 years ago when, you know, I was singing rock and roll. And if anything, you know, I just, it helps support me to be, you know, who I am, and it makes me stronger in who I am. And I feel blessed to be able to, you know, come on the program here as a gay man and, you know, just be here and play my music.
Yeah, well, we're honored that you're here. Really
Great.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
And, you know, you've mentioned Allied Nation a couple of times. I'd like to play a song. Which one would you guys like me to play from this?
Anthony, I'm going to say, how about
Life Under Fire?
Fire. Yeah,
Life Under Fire.
So how do you think it, Anthony, about me being a gay man?
Hasn't affected me at all, Jeff.
Yeah. And you, Ed?
Nor it. It's fine with me, dude. That's really good.
That's what I thought.
Carry on, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's good to be supported by your
by my band
by
mates.
Your dudes. Absolutely. So we're going to give you a little sample of Allied Nation, and this is Life Under Fire.
Moment's peace. I am constantly building new walls.
Well, you were just listening to Allied Nation. That was Live Under Fire. And I've got them right here in the studio, the Core, which is part of Allied Nation. Jeff Nation is the founder of that group. And I would like you to just keep listening, because they've got a lot of wonderful things to say along with playing their music. So we're going to have them do a couple more live tunes for you right here as your ears are perking up. So, Jeff, why don't you introduce the song?
All right, we're going to do, of course, it's another cover, old Beatles classic here. Ready? Come Together.
Here we go.
Juju eyeball, he won. Holy roller, he got. Head down to his knees. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Touch and football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say, I know you, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now over me. He got Walrus Gumbo. He got Oh No Sidewall. He won Spinal Cracker. He got feet down below his knees. Hold you in his arm till you can't feel his disease. Come together right now over me. Yeah. Hi.
All right. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So you said you have another one for us that you want to do.
Sure. Let's see. Sure, you want to do that Allied Nation song? Why don't we do that?
Sure, yeah.
All right. We're going to do an Allied Nation song that is yet to be recorded. We're going to do this after the first of the year. And we're going to be doing this at a local studio in Santa Rosa, a Banyan Street Studios, which is Ed's studio. And is there a site for that?
Banyan Street, that's BANYNST, studio.com.
All right. There you go, Eddie.
Okay. All right. Brand new tunes.
Brand new tune, Allied Nation. This is called Sheila.
I was thinking just the other day that a girl that I knew when I was oh so young, and I was thinking of what she used to say. She said, "Boy, you're just like a feather in the wind, never knowing when you come down." But Sheila says I got some growing up to do. She might be right. We both know it's not a phase I'm going through. But takes flight. Time heals the wounds. I don't believe it. Tell me now, do you? Time heals the wounds. Broken wings can never fly. Thought the good times would never end. Thought I could love her forevermore. Then the wind changed direction. It took us both by surprise. When I spread my wings, it hurts her. I can see it in her eyes. Time heals the wounds. I don't believe it. Tell me now, do you? Time heals all wounds. With broken wings can never fly. They don't fly. Sheila says I got some growing up to do. She might be right. We both know it's not a phase I'm going through. This bird takes flight. But do you know? Do you know? Do you know? But do you know?
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So you guys, it seems like you do sort of a mix of original music and cover songs as well. Is that right?
Well, as the core, we're doing all cover tunes, pop tunes. And, you know, it's just a whole bunch of different pop tunes. And we've only, how long have we been together now as the core?
As the core?
As core.
Less than a year.
Yeah, less just than less year. Than a year. But yeah, Allied Nation is where Jeff and I get our outlet for original music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. out.
And original. Then the core, we decided we wanted to do something a little different, so strip down songs that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And sweet. Put a different spin on them.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet. That's always a good thing, you know. People like familiar.
They do. Absolutely.
They do.
And they like original, too. You know, it's that's always something I think that really gives us songwriters a really good opportunity to search our insides.
That does. but, you know, I have to say we do find that playing a cover tunes definitely allows us to get a lot more work.
Yeah.
Well, it's also fun because we see the surprise on people's faces. They think, I know this song, but I've never heard it like this.
Uh-huh.
So we put a different twist on it. Makes it entertaining and new for them.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So you also play out of the area.
We do.
You want to talk a little bit about going on tour?
It's been a while.
I don't remember. I'm too old.
I was going to say. It's been a while since we've done that, actually. Now that the core is up and running, we hope to, we've got some feelers out there to be playing out of the area. Have a booking agent working on our behalf in Reno and those markets up there. Mm-hmm. But for Allied Nation, no, the band got back together for the release of the record in 2009. And really no plans to tour for Allied Nation. Everybody's kind of moved on to right. different lives.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's fine, too. But we're back making music together for the joy of it, yeah. just
Sweet.
For the fun. So we want to record our first new album in, what, 15, 20 years?
15, 20 years.
So we're getting ready to do that. But, and if an opportunity arises from that to play, we'll take it.
You betcha.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. Definitely. Very good.
But the core is the live band.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sweet.
Right.
Sweet. So you've also got this CD, Mr. Lucky. You want to talk about that
Lucky.
A little bit for me?
Yeah, now that was a lot of fun. For me, I had been out of music for a good 15, 20 years. I had two partners, both who died of AIDS.
I'm sorry.
And yeah, it was anyhow. But that's the music for me at that point wasn't doing it for me. I had to stop doing it. And so I used to imbibe a lot. My life had kind of spiraled out of hand. And so I didn't really feel that I could sing anymore. And I didn't want to sing. But then I just got to this point in my life where I got myself back together. I got myself cleaned up. And realized that music is what I wanted to do. That's what was missing in my life. Mm-hmm. So a business partner of mine suggested that we try doing some of this, I guess you would call it like American Songbook, basically is what it is. And I love singing that music. So Mr. Lucky came about a few years back, and I actually did some work with that particular project in Hawaii, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so it's really dear to my heart. The opening track on that is called The Good Life, and that was kind of like my sobriety song mm-hmm. for myself. And that's it with Mr. Lucky. I would love to do some more of that work, but right now the core is the main thing that
right.
I'm working on. But
well, we're going to give people a sample of this. I'm going to play
great.
A song called Nature Boy off
Excellent.
Of Mr. Lucky.
Strange, enchanted boy. And though he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea, a little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way, And though he spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Then one magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever just to love and be loved in return.
was Allied Nation, If We Try, with Jeff Nation and his band, Allied Nation. And I'm going to take you over to the Outbeat News right now. So, and we'll come back and give you some more live with the core.
This is Outbeat Radio News. I'm Joel Bellagio. In international news, the head of the Croatian Football Federation apologized last week for saying in a newspaper interview that he would not allow a gay player on the national team. The remarks sparked protests in Croatia, with two gay groups stating on their website that they will sue and report the incident to the Union of European Football Associations, saying the remarks are discriminatory and violate Croatian and international laws. Meanwhile, in the United States, in no surprise to anyone, the Supreme Court on Friday allowed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military to remain in place while a federal appeals court considers the issue. The court did not comment in denying a request from the Log Cabin Republicans to step into the ongoing federal court review of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the Obama administration urged the high court not to get involved at this point. Last month, a federal judge ruled that the policy violates the civil rights of gay Americans and issued an injunction barring the Pentagon from applying it. But a San Francisco-based federal appeals court said the policy could remain in effect while it considers the administration's appeal. President Barack Obama has pledged to push lawmakers to repeal the law in the lame duck session before a new Congress is sworn in. But administration lawyers have, in the meantime, defended Don't Ask, Don't Tell in court. While in Illinois, the Chicago Sun-Times is reporting that legislation to recognize civil unions for gay couples may soon pass the Illinois House. The Illinois House reassembles for its fall session next week, and leading Illinois Democrats are aiming to get a vote on civil unions then. The governor of Illinois had spoken out in favor of civil unions during his gubernatorial campaign and has reaffirmed his support for the legislative measure. However, opponents to the measure say that by their count, the legislation will only have about 50 votes in the House when 60 are needed for the measure to pass. And elsewhere, leaders among North Carolina's social conservatives believe the Republican sweep of that state's legislature should finally permit a vote on a state constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. North Carolina is the only state in the Southeast that hasn't approved an amendment restricting marriage to one man and one woman. Now, with Republicans solidly in the majority in the General Assembly starting this January for the first time in more than a century, chances for a vote in the House and Senate are fairly strong. Gay rights advocates plan to fight hard against bringing the question to the floor of the House and Senate, where a 3/5 majority is needed to approve an amendment to bring it to the vote in a statewide referendum. And two students burned a gay pride flag on the campus of Albion College in Michigan last month. A complaint was filed after the incident, and Albion College President Donna Randall released a statement that said that appropriate action has been taken against the students. Three students were identified from the incident. One of the three came forward and apologized to Break the Silence, a student organization promoting the rights and awareness of lesbians, bisexuals, and gays. And on November 11th, 60 years ago, in the city of Los Angeles, California, Harry Hay held the very first meeting of what would become known as one of the country's first gay rights organizations, the Mattachine Society. The members used aliases at the time to protect their lives and their livelihood. In 1948, Hay had written a very shocking letter declaring homosexuals an oppressed minority. At that time, this concept of homosexuals as a minority was unheard of, but it has become the basis for the present-day LGBT movement. The Mattachine Society grew into a national movement, and in conjunction with a lesbian organization, the Daughters of Bilitis, became the above-ground civil rights organization for gays and lesbians until the Stonewall Riots in 1969. The final Mattachine Society office closed in the 1980s. And closer to home, the face-to-face holiday gathering presenting the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus on Saturday, December 11th, at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa. For more information and to purchase tickets, check that out online at f2f.org. And there you have it. This has been Outbeat Radio News. I'm Joel Bellagio.
Say it, say it, say it. Tell it like it. And that was the upbeat news for you this evening. And I've got Jeffrey Nation and the Core Band right here in the studio with Tony and Ed and two hot guitar players.
My curious cats.
Whoops. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, my curious cats.
The curious cats.
Thank
that's
you.
Right. All right. I like that. That's a cool name. So, you know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what inspires you to do music and to songwrite.
Wow. Well, what inspires me to do music? You know, that's a tough question. I just love to sing. I've always sang since I was a kid. And oddly enough, my mother told me when she was carrying me, she's a huge Johnny Mathis fan. So apparently I listened to a lot of Johnny Mathis before I was actually standing here on this earth. But it's just a good outlet for me. It keeps me grounded. And, you know, it's something that I get to do for myself, you know. And that's what I do. Songwriting, you know, that's a pretty tough one for me. I'm not a great songwriter. Anthony's a better songwriter than I am. We've always made a great team. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to leave it at that.
So what inspires you to write songs?
What inspires Anthony? Me to write songs?
Uh-huh. I do, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's just sitting across from Jeff Nation is what inspires me.
You're beautiful, man.
No, I don't know. I think that like a lot of songwriters, sometimes you just don't know where it comes from. It just inspiration hits, and then you write about hopefully things that you know. Mm-hmm. They always say write what you know.
Yeah.
So, like for instance, the song that we played earlier, Sheila. I wrote that song, and you won't believe how many girlfriends of mine said, "And who is this Sheila?"
Yeah, and who is it?
Well, but there was no Sheila. The name just laid on the melody really nicely.
Well, that's odd. That funny that you would mention that because the Ally Nation tune you played, "If We Try," which I co-wrote with Anthony, was actually written about my first lover. And I had met him, and we dated. And then we hadn't seen each other for, I think it was like 3+ years. And we ended up running in together. And so in the lyrics, you'll hear some of that, you know. And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so
it's who personal
knows,
stuff.
Who knows where the music part comes from? You just... kind of the channel of the universe, and hopefully it comes out good. But the lyrics definitely write what you know.
Right on. So, Mr. Ed over there, what is your
Eddie Reed?
What is your inspiration for playing such a hot lead guitar?
Eddie Van Halen.
All right.
Oh well, actually, I would say that music, like Jeff said, my mom was a big music listener and took me to see Elton John when I was still 6 months in her womb. So music was huge. Queen, she went to a lot of concerts and I got a lot of vinyl records to listen to, lots of amazing musicians. But when writing songs, it's mostly about things that happen to you. You hear stuff on the news that inspire some sort of emotion. Mm-hmm. And just things that happen. When my mom passed away, I wrote a whole album basically about how I felt about it. And you wouldn't hear anything that would in there that would make you think about a mom, but all the emotions were there. So,
very good. Mm. And so who are some of your heroes in the music business that you sort of have fancied yourself to follow their footsteps?
Fancied to follow the footsteps.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, I think one of my favorite singers, rock and roll singers, was Ronnie James Dio, who passed this year, and I just loved his voice. He was a great rock and roll singer. Of course, there's Freddie Mercury, who was just incredible, that guy.
Right.
And I have a lot of other influences, but of course Steve Perry. When I was growing up, I wanted to be Steve Perry. If you see some of my old photographs, you'll think, oh yeah, he wanted to be Steve Perry. But definitely Ronnie James Dio, Freddie Mercury. I love Tony Bennett, Johnny Mathis.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
there's
you can hear
lot.
In the Allied Nation music, too. We were really influenced by bands like Journey. For me, bands like Styx that were very harmony-based, mm-hmm. Melodic rock. So that stuff, I think, really influenced us all. I just love the songwriting, the hook-laden songwriting mm-hmm.
yeah.
of those kind of bands, as well as the beautiful vocal harmony.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you set up your next couple of your next song, and then we'll have you set up the one after that. They're going to do a couple more live for you.
All right. We'll do a little Otis. Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I have nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my way. Hey, hey, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, this loneliness won't leave me alone. Hey, yeah, 2,000 miles from Rome, just to make this dock my home. Hey, yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Hey, yeah, 2,000 miles of Rome, and just to make this dock my home. Yeah, yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
One of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. So, what song would you like to wrap up this evening with? I have right here in the studio the Core Band with Jeff Nation, Tony Martinez, and Ed Reed.
All right. What do you think, boys? So we do. We're going to do a song. This is called "You're No Good," and we never play it the same twice. So
it's kind of an adventure for us.
It's an adventure. So we like doing this. We never know what we're going to get. And I just would like to thank you for having us on tonight. And I want to put a shout out there to Dan Deneen, who helped get us here tonight. And peace, brother.
All right.
Oh, and we also wanted to mention that both Mr. Lucky and Allied Nations albums is available on iTunes.
Fabulous.
So. All right.
Are we ready?
Okay, boys.
One, two, three,
four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feeling better now that we're through. feeling better, 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson, it left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, no good, no good, baby, you're no good. Yeah, I'm gonna say it again. No good, no good, no good, baby, you're no good. I broke a heart that's gentle and true. Well, I broke my heart over someone like you. I beg his forgiveness on bended knee. I wouldn't blame him if he said to me, no good, no good, no good, baby, you're no good. Yeah, I'm gonna say it again. No good, no good, no good, baby, you're no good.
That was the core you've been listening to this evening, and I do hope that you will tune in again next month to hear the Outbeat Music Sunnyside, when I will be having a Liquid Girlfriend on live. And you are listening to KRCB FM Santa Rosa. Support for Outbeat Radio on KRCB FM comes from members and from Advanced Fertility Associates Medical Group, providing comprehensive fertility care to men, women, and couples wishing to expand their families. Advanced technology, old-fashioned care, serving Santa Rosa and the North Bay for 25 years, on the web at AFAMD. Have a great evening.